The Federal Communications Commission estimates that 18 million Americans don't have access to broadband internet, which makes remote learning during the pandemic very difficult. It is a situation that Eric Stahl recently wrote to us about. Eric lives in rural Tremont, Illinois. His daughter just finished her first year of college, and his son will be a junior in high school this fall. Eric, welcome. Thanks for speaking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And thanks for writing to us. In fact, you wrote because you said you felt that your family's story wasn't really being represented in the news coverage that you've been hearing. Tell me more about what's going on.
Yeah, well, I listened to the show last week, and one of the administrators or educators was speaking about how it's our responsibility as parents, you know, to keep our kids safe and keep them at home. But, you know, my options at home are very limited, and my children are not getting an education home because of my lack of internet technology.
How bad is the internet connection?
It's bad. When we bought the house, you know, years ago, they said it had DSL connection, and that was enough for us. But as my kids have gotten older and technology needs more demands, the 0.4 megabit that I was getting with the DSL just does not get anything for the kids. They couldn't do their Zoom classrooms. They couldn't do anything. So we've been scrambling.
So what'd you do?
I've tried satellite. Didn't like the lag on that. At this point, I put a cellular booster on the roof of the house, and I got a hotspot through my cellular company, and we're trying that for now, but we'll see what happens when the fall session starts up.
Tell me more about what the spring was like. I mean, like, how much did this affect the way your kids could or could not go to school?
Well, yeah, I mean, the college-level education my daughter was getting, it seemed like they were prepared for this, and they had Zoom classrooms and stuff prepared. So my daughter, she had things she could do, but we literally had to shut down everything in the house for those Zoom classrooms. And she had to mute and turn off her camera in order to participate in the classes. They knew she was there, but she was like a ghost sitting in the background. My son, his Google Classroom wouldn't load at all. And the high school demands were a lot less rigorous than college. It was actually kind of frustrating for me because it became kind of a point of, hey, we don't have a curriculum and the technology's lacking, so we're just going to have you mark that you're attended every day and you can keep a pass-fail grade. It was not an education.
Yeah, right. And you and many other parents across the country are probably wondering, like, how far behind are my kids falling because of this?
Yeah, yeah. And God bless the teachers, because they fell into a situation where they weren't probably ready for this either. So they scrambled in the best they could. But my son did not get an education, you know, in the spring semester. It was nothing.
What were your options? I mean, you couldn't go to a library, right, because they were shut down.
No, and I think some of the broadband companies were offering hotspots around town that you could go to, but the library was closed. What it ultimately turned into is my kids would go to other kids' houses and use their internet. And I don't know that you can argue that that's any better than them just being in a classroom.
Well, and now you have another decision to make ahead of you, because the fall semester is upon us in just a few weeks, and school districts around the United States are sort of giving, in many cases, parents an option. What do you want to do? Do you want to come into school? Do you want to do a flexible schedule where you do some in-classroom and some remote learning? Or do you want to do just all remote learning? What's your district doing, and what are you thinking is best for your family?
Well, see, and that's a conundrum. They still haven't told us what they're doing. We're still in this limbo. I'm an employer, too. I have high school kids who work for me, and they don't even know what their schedule is going to be like in the fall, you know, for working. You know, maybe they can work every other day. Maybe they're going to be at school every day. And my kids, I cannot let them stay home. I'm an essential employee. My wife's an essential employee. I can't sit there and be a teacher. I wish I could. I wish I could spend time, you know, with my kids and help them. But the fact is, I have to work every day, too.
Yeah. I understand this has made you so upset that you've considered running for office. What would Eric Stahl, the public official, do?
You know, it's funny. I'm running for county board, and I talked to all my neighbors, and everybody says the same thing. Fix the internet. Fix the electrical infrastructure. I'm only 7 miles out of a town of 16,000 people. You would think that broadband and decent electricity would be just, you know, common. And I really realized my platform would become technological and infrastructure, because that's what we need.
Yeah. Eric Stahl in Tremont, Illinois, where a lack of broadband internet is making remote learning very difficult for him and his family. Eric, you're proof that we listen to and respond to the letters that come our way. Thanks for writing to us, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for giving me the time.